T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, hold on. I got to tell you something. There we go.
Hey. Big weekend at your house, I bet, huh?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I mean, come on. The Pats. What's up?
Oh, my God. The yelling. It's unbelievable.
What were they yelling about? All the calls went their way.
Yeah.
They must have been thrilled.
Yep. Yeah. It was all based on the calls. The reffing this weekend was outrageous.
I know. It's funny that I didn't have any teams in the final four there, but I watched both. I sat on my ass on, that was Sunday, right?
Yep.
I never sit on my ass like that, but I went surfing in the morning and then I, you know, for like 2 hours, I felt like I got my workout in.
Sure.
I didn't get up the rest of the day.
Well, both games were great. They were great, but the officiating is ridiculous.
So that's like,
they've got to come up with some others. They've got to come up with a system where, I don't know, they GPS chip the ball or they, you know, or something happens.
Or
everything gets reviewed in a game like that.
Or our lives don't depend on the team that's on the field and we just go, well, that's the way that goes.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ, the way people act, you're like...
I know. People are like, I'm boycotting football forever. I'm like, are you? So... If you care that much about it, my guess is you're probably not going to boycott it.
Really, man.
Okay.
So, anyway, yeah, that was a trip that the Pats-Rams rematch from what I'm hearing, it's Tom Brady's first Super Bowl win was against the Rams. Back in, I don't know when.
It's been forever since they made it to the Super Bowl.
Who, the Rams?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say the Pats were there yesterday.
Yeah.
And the day before that. Right.
So Tom Brady's going to be in 9 Super Bowls. He's won 5.
If he wins this and it's 6, I think he retires.
Well, he's got to retire at some point. Well, I'm actually very surprised they made it to the Super Bowl.
Don't you go out on a win?
I would think that would be the thing to do.
That's what Elway
pulled off. I hope he doesn't turn into this guy that just, you know, I just don't want to see him in anything other than a Patriots uniform. It would just be so great if he gracefully stepped away and,
yeah,
you know,
is he 42? Split. You know what? Manning pulled it off too. Elway and Manning both got the Super Bowl and went bye.
Yep.
Maybe he'll do that.
Maybe. We'll see.
Anyway, so it was fun at your house. You guys raced.
Honestly, it's not that fun. We had my brother had a friend in town.
Oh, how's that guy?
That guy hates the Patriots and definitely added a bad...
Oh, is he a Rams guy because they know each other from St. Louis?
No, he's not even a Rams guy. He just is anti whatever everybody else is into.
So he's just a dick?
Yeah, kind of. Seemed like it.
Did you throw him out?
No.
At any point did you say, hey, dude, be in my house.
It's funny because this season I've watched very little football, which is, you know, even I'm not a giant football fan, but I definitely watch because that's the thing in my house, you know. But this season I haven't had to because my brother's been in town and I think I've told you, like, I would watch the game with John and I was almost there to, like, diffuse his ardor and passion for the game. Like, he was able to have an outlet and he would talk to me about it and I would sit and nod as though I were listening to him and he would tell me all about all his thoughts on the game and he'd stop it and show me plays over, now see what happened there, and I'd be there for him and listen to it. And I haven't had to this season. So this is the least amount of football I think I've ever watched in my entire life.
So you're relieved?
In a way, but I mean...
You miss it?
It's not even that I miss... That interaction with him. Like, he's got this other person that he talks to about the stuff, which
your brother.
It's fine.
He's got a friend.
So, my brother's into it, though, and John's into it, and they've enjoyed it. And lots of times I'm behind 2 closed doors away from where the football is happening, and I can still hear the screaming. And so, on Sunday, my plan was to watch the games, and then their friends came over, and their friends were just a downer. Like, they were just so anti the Pats and, you know, what do you guys... Just, like, a constant barrage of
They're friends that came to visit them?
Yeah, they're friends that visited them from St. Louis.
Were they enjoying the interactions? Was your brother like, oh, this is what I really like about you,
I don't know.
Pal.
I didn't hang around long enough to...
Oh, you went out of here?
I was just like, I am not into this. And the just the amount of yelling and the sort of anger level was... I was like,
yikes.
Okay, I'm going to just go sew things in the other room. And the dude that came to visit on Saturday night, which was the first night I met him, just obnoxious, like lit, just so lit.
Ripped,
just ripped, like, and had funny moments. There were some fun. I was like, all right, I guess I sort of see what's to like about this guy. You know, at one point he was sort of dancing and lip syncing this. I was like, okay, that's pretty funny.
Is he trying to be the life of the party?
I guess.
Doesn't he know you guys are the life of the parties?
You know, Yuzi, maybe that's it. Maybe that's why I'm so upset about it.
He took away from his shine.
Life of the party.
It's your show.
It was just very obnoxious. And especially, like, this is my first time meeting this guy. Like, I mean, very obnoxious.
Is he gone now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, so he's wasted on Saturday night. And by the way, I wasn't. Just so you guys know, I took it.
Good
I took
well,
it.
There's the problem.
Yeah, you liked him a lot more.
I had some drinks. I had a couple
You'd
drinks.
Been singing
it was
with
fine. We tried to sing, but there was just no. That guy just never shut the F up. So
wow.
Yeah, there
you
was
do
no.
Not like this guy.
It's not the. It's, I,
oh yes, it is.
Okay, maybe he's
All right,
fine.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Well, he's fine. He's not fine. You're bummed.
Obnoxious.
Do you want to invite him back over?
Oh, no.
Okay.
If I never see him again, it'll be fine.
Right.
No, it just he was fine. We actually had a good time with them.
I am so glad I was not at your
three
house.
Three steps forward, two steps back. Okay, which is it?
He was fine. Like, you know, it was just that, you know, when you meet someone for the very first time and they're just like out of control drunk. Like at one point, I swear to God, I was like, he comes to my house and they've been drinking all day. So they finally get to our house. We're going to
Him and your brother.
Him and his wife and my brother and my sister-in-law had been out all day long in San Francisco. Took the ferry over and just, you know, came over and did the tourist thing. And they come back and he'd been, you know, my brother had been talking to me. I was like, oh, what are we doing? Can we do some dinner? Can we blah, blah? I'm like, all right, fine. I make a reservation for this place we love down the street from us. We're going to walk down there. And they get back and Larry just is coming in hot. This
Larry's
dude,
like, the guy's name.
Right. This is the first time I've ever met him, and he's lit. So he's like, yeah, what are we having to drink? And I go, well, how about a water? Why don't we do? And I'm just trying to be cool about it. Like, look, man.
Don't embarrass me at my restaurant.
We're not even at, we're at my house at this point. So he's like, and that was the other thing. The restaurant. Oh, my God, it was a nightmare. So, oh, my God.
Jeez.
I can't believe I'm telling this. I don't
care. At any point after all of this happens, did you pull your brother aside and say, dude, what the hell?
No.
Is that
I haven't really had a chance to talk
about.
To him. I haven't had a chance to talk to him.
So
they get to your house.
They get to my
water.
House. Larry's like, I'm like, hey, how about some water? And he's like, water,
yeah, my mother.
And I go, listen, you know, this is, you've been drinking all day. Like, this is called the water method. Like, you will feel better tomorrow. You'll keep your buzz, but I'm trying to be, it wasn't quite as serious as I'm making it sound, but I'm like, let's do the water method. So I get a couple waters into him, which is probably for the best because he was really. And then later I'm like, "Don't do you get hungover?" He's like, "No, I don't know." He was totally hungover and in a terrible mood on Sunday during the game. Like,
wait, what happened at the restaurant? So you guys walk over there?
So we don't walk because they've been walking all day, and they're like, "Let's drive." It's not even a half mile. I'm like, "Okay," so we drive, and he's just loud, just super loud and super like. Obnoxious and
isn't your brother with him in for all that though?
What do you mean?
Well, it's
no one's as loud as this guy.
They're thick as thieves. They're two
your
buddies.
Brother's pretty loud.
He
too.
Came all
my
the way from St. Louis.
Even my brother's all like, "Come on, man, let's you know,
really
take it down." Yeah,
really
it's loud.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was you know it was fine. It was
John
just,
say anything? Your John, your
well,
husband.
You know how it is between married people. We of course you know. Talked all about it. What do you think about that?
Did you spend any time with this guy sober while he was sober?
Well, I saw him briefly on Sunday before I was like, I'm not saying.
But he's hungover.
Yeah, he was in a terrible mood and kind of a downer. And that was it. That's the last
That's
I saw.
Too bad.
Then. Yeah, well, it's not. It was, you know, I got something for me to tell you guys. I'm sure I'll be catching for this later.
Why?
Just saying anything, you know.
Well,
they're nice enough people. Good people, I guess. nice people.
They sound terrible.
No, they're great.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird that your bro invites friends over and then they end up in your house. That's weird.
Trust
me, normal people listening to this story are like, what's that guy doing in your house? Why'd he get stuck? Why'd you get stuck with your bro's guests?
Well, the funniest part was, I guess it was on, I think it was on Sunday morning. So we had been out late on Saturday night, and my brother does this smoked salmon thing. He smokes it in this smoker that he got, and the smoked salmon is fabulous. And so he was like, oh, we're going to have a brunch, and we're going to have, and I'm like, and we're having it at my house, this thing that he planned. So he texts me at whatever time on Sunday morning, maybe later though, 11 o'clock in the morning or something, like we're fully up and established. And he's like, get those bagels toasted, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, I get the bagels, I toast them all up. I'm slicing up tomatoes, get the capers out, doing the avocado, getting all ready for him to, like, I've got everything. And he's bringing over the salmon that he's smoking. So
and
he comes
his
over.
Buddy.
And not his buddy. So he comes, so I've got this spread out, and the only person that shows up is my brother.
Oh.
And I'm like,
what the heck?
I'm like, okay, I'm fine with it.
Oh, you're probably glad that that dude ain't showing up.
It's fine with it. So he, but it was so funny because he's like, oh man, yeah, I want to just come over here, you know, like Larry's not feeling good. He's back and the girls are off on some hike or something. And he's sitting there, he goes, oh, it's like, I just, you know, it's just having guests is just crazy. It's, and I'm looking at him going, mm-hmm. He's like, you just can't get away from him. I'm just talking to you all the time. And I'm, It was just so ironic.
Yeah, that is like, very ironic that he's in your house.
A little taste, huh?
Right.
So Larry was staying at their house.
At their house.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He didn't stay at a hotel?
Oh, no.
Like a visitor normally?
The trip is, as you tell the story, the trip is the rolling party thing. That's like college stuff. Mm. Like, that's kid stuff.
Yeah, we're all 50
where
now.
You're rolling through people's homes and bringing whoever you're with. And, hey, it's a party. And you're like, all right, I'm in. But at, you know, 40-something.
The nice thing was that we didn't have to, or whatever we are, 100 and something.
Right.
Whatever. Lost track of the years. I mean, it's just, the expectation is, and look, you know, I love my brother. We're very close. And my sister-in-law, oh my God, I'm like in love with her. Like, we're thick as thieves. But when somebody has people to their house and you've never, like, I've never met these people. I don't know anything about them. And the expectation is that I'm going to be hanging with them the whole weekend. And I'm like, no, I'm not, you know?
Right? Yeah, you are.
I wasn't. We didn't. I only on Saturday night. And then that little minute on Sunday. Well, John had to hang with them because they were watching the game. But I was just, I'm like, I don't know these people. I don't want to get, like, there are plenty of people that I don't know in the Bay Area that I would rather hang out with. Like, there's plenty, you know, if I want to go find strangers, yeah. I'll go find some strangers.
Well, heck,
but
plenty of them would be like, Sarah.
Right. I know for a fact that I have friends out there listening right now who are like, I would show you a better time than those guys did.
Yep.
I mean, for God's sake, the lesbian couple that I rescinded their invitation.
I know.
I'm closer with
Beverly
them.
Beverly and Linda.
No. Susan and Becky.
Susan and Becky.
Yeah, I was thinking about them the other day. Honest to God, over the weekend, as I was having these thoughts, like, these are strangers to me that I'm having to entertain and have in my home and deal with. I thought to myself, I'm having Becky and Susan over for 4th of July. I'm just doing
there you
I'm
go.
Doing
oh,
it. I loved them.
Marking your calendar.
Yeah, mark it in your calendar, girls.
Are you going to say something to your brother like, hey, man, future reference, don't be bringing your drunk
yeah,
friends
your
around.
Guests are your guests.
Yeah.
I don't I know.
Would. She's not.
I'm really probably not going to. I'm hoping that this will
Does
serve
it?
As, yeah, I'm hoping that he'll
you,
get
so
the
So you really
hint.
Can't just say, look, we're going to have to set some boundaries because you're clearly not.
No, we do. We have little come to Jesus's all Jesus eye all the time.
Do you think?
Do you?
Yeah. There've been a few, you know, because recently we had to like cut. Like we're not having dinner together every night. It's just not happening. We need a routine. Like it's great. I love that they're here and that they're loving it. They're settling right in. They're you know he's got a
yeah,
job.
They are.
She's yeah right into my house. It's, you know, they need to, they're young here. They need their own friends. They need their own things to do. I don't want to be their sole social outlet. Right. I love them. And I, you know, Debbie, I'd hang out with anytime. She's super, like, she just gets it. She's sort of socially aware of what's happening in the world and in the room.
Do you think your brother regrets inviting these people?
No.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, I think he loves them. And
oh,
you know.
Wow.
That's, well, he's right now, he's living it up. right now he's in a situation where his friends from St. Louis mm-hmm. are coming to California. Mm-hmm. He's their California friend mm-hmm. with a place to stay. Mm-hmm. Come on over. Mm-hmm. I got a great spread.
Yep.
And we're right near the downtown area of San Francisco.
Great. Couldn't be more
best
convenient.
Food.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, I can
no,
see
I,
that.
So I don't blame him for. And look, he left a place that he's been living for the last 30 plus years. Like, he's got lots of friends there. He's had lots of visits from people. And this just happened to not be one of the best ones. It's fine. You know, they're nice people. It's just that was, I just don't think they showed well. The wife's very nice.
I think if it were a different, like, because he's your brother, he feels extremely comfortable.
Yes.
Because if it were a friend, like if I were staying at the place mm-hmm. near your place, and I just wouldn't invite, I wouldn't even think it would be okay to have company over and then drag them over to your place. As I just wouldn't
right.
think
well,
that that's
because,
okay.
I guess it's because, right.
Your family.
I think you're right. It's a family thing, and he just assumes that everybody that he loves, I'm going to automatically
right.
love. And
or that you want whatever
that
party he's having
right.
that you're like
yeah,
down.
Just have your own party, dude. Anyway, so, but I will say this. I did drink on Saturday night, but I had, I think I had three or four drinks over the course of the whole night. And I didn't drink at all on Friday, and I didn't drink at all on Sunday. So I was very proud of myself for slowing my roll somewhat. I did have half a beer on Friday.
Well, you know what that means. Next weekend's going to be...
No.
What?
I'm slowing down for a while. I'm all just right. going to take it easy for a little while.
Well, the Super Bowl weekend's 2 weeks away. That'll be a good
yeah,
one.
I'm sure that'll be a big one. It's funny because I, you know, I have all these, you know, how I love having plans on my calendar. Like the next couple weekends, I have dinners planned with people that I hardly ever see. And
plans. They're the worst.
They are the worst. Well, and the thing is, too, that this Friday I'm going out with, like, total drunky friends, which is, you know, it's fine. And then the next weekend I'm going out with total drunky friends and...
Yikes.
We'll be fine. I'll be the non-drunky one.
I know you had a miserable weekend.
I didn't.
That
I,
made,
it was, that I had a fine
made
weekend.
For one hell of a story.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, you enjoyed that?
Well, people are feeling that.
Listen, I took it way down. I took it way, way down, you guys. I can't really say all the things. These are human beings that may hear this thing.
Cares
I can't really
hear
it. You hope they hear it.
Yeah. I
don't.
Yeah,
you do. You want this stuff cleared
feelings.
Up.
I don't.
Nobody wants that. Rolling party at our age? Come on, man. Keep that at your house.
And Larry needs some social manners. Like
he does.
He's got to figure it out.
Larry.
Well, I don't...
He had funny moments. I'm not going to say... I didn't,
you know what?
I wasn't miserable or anything, but it was very... It was just... I was just like... several times it occurred to me, like, what am I doing here? I don't even...
Don't blame Larry. Larry came on vacation to get wasted.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, who Larry's like... I'm on vacation.
I guess we blame my brother. There's no one else to blame. That's it. Sorry, John. It's all you, buddy. What everybody else did
so
this weekend.
So my weekend...
My weekend was super bad.
I watched the football games, which were really good, although, you know, the bad ref calls have been the only story
right.
after the fact. On, I think it was before Christmas... When we were doing our Secret Santa, mm-hmm. and I went to the record store, we were in downtown Santa Cruz, as our family was, and I was like, I got to go to the record store. I'm going to get Vaughn a couple records for Secret Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go into the record store, and I'm like, and I'm with my daughter, and I'm all right, I'm going to let you get a record, too, because we have a record player that at some point in our lives I'm going to hook up. And because we've moved
yes.
whatever it was.
Yeah.
Now I know it's been a year, but... Still feels mm-hmm. like just the other day. Anyway, so I get the records for Vaughn, and she gets this Moana record.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
And as I'm learning, as I'm getting in sort of understanding how much kids suck, I'm like... She keeps coming to me with this record since that, whatever that was, December mm-hmm. 20th,
yeah.
I went and bought the records. Okay, once a week at least, probably more. She comes to me with the record and goes, Daddy, can you play my Moana record? And I'm like, oh, honey, I have to go get these cords that we need to hook the record player up. But as soon as I get a chance, I absolutely will do that. And then she's like, she mopes off with the whole
the record to never be heard.
And leaves with the record. And then, you know, another week comes back. And she, you know, it's... These bored moments that she has where someone, probably your mom is like, you go find something to do. You're driving me crazy.
And she finds something, but daddy has not got the
she
cord.
She finds the record, comes to me, and I don't have the red and the white cord I need.
I'm going
to
argue one thing with you, saying, you know, this is how bad kids act. This is actually why your record player is now hooked up.
It is now hooked
yes.
up. You're right.
And the reason why, because it never, ever would have been, but that kid made it happen.
So yesterday, I'm sitting there. So what is that? Monday, but our Sunday, whatever, mm-hmm. back to work. 3 p.m, she comes.
Daddy. Daddy, can we please listen to my Moana record? Have you hooked that thing up yet?
Oh, so I go, well, let me put my guitar down.
Because I wasn't having fun playing that.
Right.
Your personal time.
Why don't we go to the store and get the cord we need? Yay! All right. So let's find mom. And mom's now like taking a nap and it's just me and daughter on a mission to... And that's... So it was cool and it did get hooked up and she did listen to Moana at dinner last night.
So by the time dinner rolled around is when you finally had the whole thing all set up.
It was all set. Well, I mean... Just going to the store takes forever.
Yeah.
Just in Best Buy, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get... She spots pink stuff yeah. in a corner and is all...
At kid eye level.
Follow me!
Follow me?
What'd you get her? What did you get her
there? I didn't get her anything because I explained to the enjoyment of all the other adults around me that we're not here for anything pink.
Yeah.
None of that
the
stuff.
The red and white cord, that's
cords.
It.
This is what we're getting. And then we bought gummy bears on the way out because they've geniusly stacked canned at Best Buy.
So they can sell it. They
candy
they stock
all
what they can
around.
Sell.
Yeah. So yeah, I got candy too. Which made the
I
drive.
Just I feel your pain. I'm so happy that that is so not where I'm at right now. But someday, you know, you'll look back with fondness on these times.
Absolutely.
Oh, what? Hold on. Let me just tell you the better part of the story. We get back with the red and white cord. It's now time for dad and daughter to put the record player together. And the doorbell rings, and it's her friends from down two doors down who are like, can you play? And my daughter's all, and I actually went, that's probably for the best. Yeah,
yeah.
She should go.
Because
that
she's
out.
Not good at, you know, doing the screwdriver and tightening
just,
up those.
It didn't even yeah. matter. I was,
but then you got it set up while
I had
she was
that
gone.
One, like, why, you ungrateful. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it's for yeah. the best. But God.
If only those kids could have shown up right before you had to go to Best Buy. Right.
I know, dude.
Oh, boy.
But the record player is working, and we did listen to Moana. And
now the record player is working.
And now our young apprentice, Nick, got me a Pink Floyd record,
oh,
which I'll
yes.
be able to listen to
yeah.
today.
Oh,
he nice. Bought me an incredible bottle of wine, too. So thank you, Nick.
Oh.
Nick's great.
You a wine
guy? Thumbs up.
I mean,
did you hammer that thing yet?
No, I shared it with some friends Saturday no. dinner. So,
did you pay a corking fee?
Yeah, but I am just loving that Frank story. I'm going to be thinking
his
about
name is
that.
Larry.
Oh, Larry. I'm going to be thinking
Frank.
About
Let's
Larry
just call him
all
Frank.
Day.
I like
call him Frank.
That
Larry's a good name, too. I like it.
Larry won't know we're talking about it if we call him Frank.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, my brother's friend Frank. Don't love that story.
You know what?
I feel bad at even telling it, but it's just so like...
Oh. I think Frank's just like, yeah, I went on vacation and got ripped in California. He's probably right. back home telling everybody I had the best time.
Well, he did have the best time.
Right.
I'll tell you, we're good hosts over there in California.
You know what right. makes me tense what? Is the fact that he complained about the Patriots at your house during the game.
Yeah, it was obnoxious. He's an obnoxious dude.
That's the moment where he really crossed the line.
Well, maybe that's what John loves about him.
Maybe.
John, your brother,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, he loves something. They're very close friends.
Oh,
so
they are?
It does seem that they are
they
very
They have to
close.
Be. You wouldn't invite people to stay at your house if you didn't...
Right, if you weren't close friends with
All
them.
All the straggler friends are not getting the invite,
mm-hmm.
the call over,
right.
the come hang.
Right.
Because you are trapped with them.
Mm-hmm.
And even your best friends aren't always...
Well, it was funny, too, because they came over, and then their daughter, who left for went back to college yesterday, like she caught a flight yesterday, she was kicked out. She had to stay at our house the whole weekend.
Oh.
Which is fine. Like,
what,
we're close
what do you mean
with.
Kicked out?
Like, there's where is she going to sleep?
So she's up
oh.
at your
so
house.
She's left. She came over to our
oh,
house and
I
slept
see what
at
you're
our
saying.
House, which luckily we set a guest room up.
Man.
Yeah.
I miss the naked gym.
You know, I kind of miss the naked gym, too.
Sorry.
We have to be in the naked gym. Mm-hmm. I guess you could put a sleeping bag on the floor in there.
Yeah, on the mats.
Mm. All right, KLLC, I got to go. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We're back. It's Get Her Done. We have, oh, nominations.
Come on.
Oops.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.